The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again because you are the Lord. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we say at this time that, Lord, your power will be with us, that you will reveal your mind to us, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for all the people that are confused, that, Lord Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit will go through their lives. In the name of Jesus, that they will receive that sound mind, even as you said, that nobody will be in fear, but they will receive power, love, and sound mind to the glory of your holy name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to continue with Phoebe, and we'll be looking at a very important point in how we can use our spiritual gifts in the body of Christ in such a way that will not cause confusion, even as Phoebe's gifts and calling did not cause confusion. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 1. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have a gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hope, always persevere. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfection disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. When we shall see face to face, now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that we are all familiar with as the chapter of love. We will see that 1 Corinthians 13 is just like a bridge between 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14. Both 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14, they talk about the gifts. Chapter 13 now is talking of the great power behind using our gifts, and that is love. The spiritual gifts cannot be used without the power behind it. The power behind it is agape love. If one gives lack this power, one will only be making noise instead of making impact. When there's no love in our gift, we will only be wasting our time. And when we look at the spiritual gifts that were listed, the tongue, the prophecy, faith, and giving, they are the powerful things in the body of Christ. But when they don't have love, the result of such gifts will be aimless, will be futile. There won't be any fruit at all. So we have to communicate. We have to communicate and we have to communicate in love. Otherwise, we will not communicate anything, and we will be nothing, and we will not gain anything. I pray that our portion will not be that. That is why when we look at gifts, gifts are so different from talents. If you have talents, you have something to boast about. But if you have spiritual gift, there's nothing to boast about. And that's why it has to be used in the love of Christ. Talents have to do with techniques, methods. But gifts have to do with spiritual abilities. Talents depends on our natural instinct. Gifts on spiritual endowment. Talents inspire or entertain on a natural level, but gifts relate to the building up of the church. It's not something that you can say that, oh, I'm able to preach. Oh, I'm able to prophesy. A talent could be that, but not the gift of God, because it's given to you anyway. Something supernatural happens in the one who is ministering when a gift is being exercised. Talents are from God as well as spiritual gifts, but they are not the same. For example, one may have musical talents, and so that person can entertain. But if you are given the gift of music in the body of Christ, you are not entertaining, you are ministering. That means you are bringing edification into the body of Christ. Spiritual gifts, they are not offices. They are not. In the New Testament, mentions many offices, you know, that we have looked at in the previous study in that Ephesians 4, 11 to 12. We see the apostle, the office of the apostle, the office of the prophet, the office of the pastor, of the evangelist, of the teacher. These offices, they all belong to the church to provide organized leadership. Gifts relate to the endowment given the person by the Spirit, empowering the person to serve in that office. But do you know that a person can have gifts and may not have an office? It is possible, but it will still be serving in the body of Christ. That's why it will be a great mistake for any one of us to look away from that gift that God has given us, or to despise that gift, to say that that gift is not good enough. Then that person can be related to that servant that was recorded in that Matthew 25 of a servant with 5 talents, with 2 talents, and with 1 talent. And the one with 1 talent said that, I will go and hide this talent because God has not been very favorable to me. And the Bible told us that Jesus called that man a wicked and wasteful servant. We must not be wicked. When you are not using your gift, it's wickedness, because you cannot be given a Christmas gift by your best friend and you go and keep it without using it. And for your friend to call you and say that, have you unwrapped your gift? Say, well, I've not even unwrapped it. I'm so busy. Oh, the friend will be thinking that, okay, what's wrong with her? And then later on, she called and said that, I guess that you must have checked that gift, and say, well, I just put it somewhere at the dining table. I don't even know where I put it. That's how we handle our gifts. The person that's given that gift will not be happy. That's wickedness. And when we are not using our gift, it's just the same way. It's being wicked to the Lord. And that's why we have to identify that gift and we start to use it. But don't forget that we must not use it in a way that will now cause division in the body of Christ. I know that a lot of people will be saying that, but how can I identify what my gift is? How will I be able to know what is my gift and where do I place myself in the body of Christ? You know, we are talking about the different gifts. And when we go to that Romans 12, again, 3 to 8, we will see that the gifts that were mentioned there is prophecy, serving, teaching, encouraging, contribution, leadership, and showing mercy. And when we go to 1 Corinthians 12, when you go to 8 to 10 and 28 to 30, you talk about wisdom, about knowledge, about faith, about healing, miraculous power, prophecy, distinguishing spirit, tongue, interpretation, teaching, serving, and administration. You know, they are all given by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the emphasis again is that these gifts have to do with service. You have to use it to serve others, according to what we read in that 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. A lot of people have come up and said that I don't know my gift. How do I know my gift? Well, the first thing that you have to check is that, do you have enough of love in yourself? If you have enough of love, then you have a gift somewhere. And that gift you can know so easily. Believe that you are gifted. That's the first thing. You want to know your gift? Believe that you are gifted. You must not view spiritual gifts as special reward for spiritual giants. Spiritual gifts are given to every believer. You must first of all know that you have a special gift, and that God's gift is without repentance. He has given that gift to you, but you must use it. How do I know my gift? You can pray, you know, ask God to show you what spiritual gift he has given you. And how are you going to know your prayer is answered? You will discover that there are something that you are doing in the body of Christ without any effort. Effortlessly, you will just start to do it. You will fit in into that very program when somebody is needed. And you will do it, and there will be comments around you that, oh, you are very good at this. Then, not very well, that is your gift. Become aware of the gifts available to you. Study the Bible passages, man, that we have talked about. You know, that means that book of Romans and the book of the 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. And take note of that verse 13 very well. The bridge that makes you to be able to operate in the gift is the love of God, the agape love, the sacrificial love that makes you to be a server without feeling that you are abused or without feeling that you are not recognized. That is the love that make you to do that. Accept responsibility. When you are given something to do, eagerly do the work of God. Do not grumble. Do not find excuse that, oh, I'm sorry, I don't think I can do that. If you don't use your gift, then you'll be losing it, because you will not be very good. You will not be skilled at using that gift. So accept enough responsibility, even as the Lord will bring your way. Consider your desire. What do you enjoy doing? To what are you drawn? What seems to come naturally to you? Desire for a gift may well be God's way of showing you that you possess that gift. If, for example, you desire that, oh, I wish that I can teach the Sunday school. I wish I could be with the children. Identify it. That could be your gift, even as you are having that desire. Accept the confirmation of others. What do others say about you? In what area do people look up to you? What have you done in the past for which you were genuinely complimented? As you are doing Christian service in obedience to the commands of Christ, others may see a gift in us long before we are aware of it. And as we do that, we will see that we will be contributing our own our gift to the body of Christ. May the Lord help us as we operate in the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we continue to minister and not to be an entertainer, in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you for your gift to us, the gift of salvation, and for the gifts of Holy Spirit, so that we can serve you, so that we will not serve you in our own ability, but we serve you in the power of Holy Spirit, so that we can serve you effortlessly. Lord, give us the grace to be able to focus on our calling, to be able to make time available for you, to use our energy for you, to use our resources for you, for the body of Christ, so that there will be a great revival in the world again, by what we can do in our contribution to your body. Thank you, Father, because you will do this. Your name will be glorified. Phoebe has been a great support to Paul and to the whole church. Make every Christian to be a great support to the whole church and to the leaders that you have given us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book, Virtuous Woman, or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Virtuous Woman.